Hi everyone, this is Just a Mom Kenya.
Are you about to laugh at me again?
Hi everyone.
This is Just a Mom Kenya.
So then you do the Georgie.
We just like, start.
What's up, Mustafa?
Una shout.
Exactly. That's how I usually sound.
My voice is just dominant.
Hi everyone, this is Just a Mom. I'm Karemi Kagwe and this is
George Kagwe.
Okay, she's behind the scenes.
Yes, behind the scenes. And we have been doing this series called The Truth About Marriage. We've been talking about the difference between 1 year versus 7 years of marriage, and we've had a lot of conversations. You have three videos to catch up on, so go back and watch them and then come back to this one, and we'd love to hear from your comments and your response. Let's keep the conversation going. The reason we open up our marriage to you is so that we can have these discussions, because I feel like people don't talk enough or have real authentic conversations about marriage, and so we want to keep this thing going. So yeah, I hope we learn and grow together that it's going to help you, and of course it's also going to help us as we hear from you as well. So today we are going to talk about roles. I was waiting for this one. Roles. When I say roles, I feel like I mean the defined roles that have been placed by society in terms of what a man should do or what a woman should do in, you know, or what is their place in marriage. And yeah, so we've talked about this before. I remember we did this video a few years ago. Hey, remember that it went viral?
Mm.
You guys had a lot of nasty things to say.
Because, who is this woman? Who is
it? I know, they were trolls. They were unmarried women. Bitter unmarried women.
Gosh, babe, I don't think all of them were unmarried. Anyway, I honestly don't even want to give those I don't want to discuss about the trolls. I basically want to talk about the fact that we were being honest about our relationship and where we were at in believing these are the roles for a man and a woman in marriage. And I love the fact that people watched and people had conversations, whether they were good or bad, they were having conversations. And I feel like I feel like we just talk about where we're at and what has been the place of roles in our marriage.
Mm.
So let me start.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, not really kumwad, but
it's itching.
It's itching. Anyway, so I got married to George Kagwe, and I only got to find out after marriage how traditional he was. When I say traditional, it's in the sense that a woman does this, a man does this, which I thought the same as well, but his was the traditional one for the kitchen is your domain, the household is your domain. My turn, right?
Yes, talk.
Yes, let me talk.
Talk.
And for him now it's for work, till the land and go and hunt and gather and bring things back to the household. Excuse me, woman, bring my food. Serve me my food. Excuse me, woman.
I should have lived in the medieval times.
Yes. Oh my gosh, George would thrive in the medieval times.
Woman, water, bath.
You just woman, said one eat. Word. So, of course, that was a huge shock to me.
Woman,
because
me, honey.
Babe.
Yes, honey, let's talk.
You have your chance.
Yes.
And I will be completely quiet.
Okay, yeah. Talk.
And I got the shock of my life because I have always been of the frame of that, you know, marriage is a partnership. You basically do what needs to be done. Because I was working as well. So it's not like he was bringing all the money and just, you know, and I was doing nothing or whatever. So I felt like, hey, everything should be equal. And I used to get really resentful because we've been in traffic together. We've come home. We've bought the food we're supposed to cook. And then he sits. I'm like, dude, really? And I expected him to know what I wanted or needed. and I didn't communicate, and the anger grew. And anyway, eventually we had the conversations and he started telling me, hey, me and I never told you I wanted a 3-course meal. I'm not that dude. If we come home and we're both tired, let's fry an egg. Let's eat bread and milk and we sleep. You get? I mean, there was no pressure. Most of the pressure was self-inflicted.
Self-inflicted.
Because
pressure.
Remember, you're a woman. I'm a firstborn. I've been told these things all my life. Even the old, you know, the older ladies, when they talk to you about, oh, you should meet your husband at the door, remove his shoes, carry his jacket, serve him food. Oh my God. Proverbs 31, woman. Mm. All those pressures were just flying in my face, and I'm like, bruh, I can't about this life. Anyway. Fast forward to 2015, when we discussed something we've been discussing about me leaving employment and going and coming home to raising our daughter or children as God wills. And that's where now everything crashed and burnt because now there's a kid, but then he was really good with helping with charging. That one I will never ever have a problem with complaining. He was there. I mean, he did what needed to be done. I never felt alone and everything. But now I was suffering, you know, an identity crisis because I've been this chick who's been employed. I've been independent. There's been money. I plan my life. I know if I need something, I buy it. Like, having to go through all that was difficult. And I realized I started to... to suffer from an identity crisis in terms of I even started feeling like I'm a burden to him and just to everybody around me, and so I withdrew and all that stuff. And just coming back to being normal again has taken me such a really long time. In fact, to be honest, I feel like this is the year when I've more or less come out of that dark place of figuring out who I am and understanding that when we have a fight, he's not fighting with me because at you I do nothing or anything like that. We're fighting because we're fighting about whatever it is.
A specific thing.
But I used to combine everything on that, right? And I can say, especially the last 2 years, because he also closed down his business and has been working from home, things have been awesome. We do what needs to get done. If George wakes up before me, he wake up, clean the sitting room before he gets down to his laptop and starts doing whatever work he needs to do, his emails or his editing or whatever. And I love waking up in the morning and finding that he thought, I didn't have to tell him. He's finally got into that space where he'll just do it. If he wakes up and finds me washing dishes, he'll just come and get the dishcloth and starts wiping them. That has taken 7 years. Anyway, the last 2 years has been a place of growth, a really huge growth spurt for both of us. And understanding that I finally understood I need to say, hey, babe, I need you to step up in terms of, yes, I know I've been working from home, but the home is not just mine. It's for both of us. And you stepping up and actually doing things even without me asking, love language galore. And it makes things easier even in the bedroom when you're nice to me.
Even in there?
I think my acts of service by there has grown. Like when you do those things, it's like tops.
There is room for improvement, but yes, it has grown.
Yeah, it has grown. So, yes. So basically at the end of the day, that's my bottom line. I believe in partnership. I don't believe that God created the woman to be lesser than the man, and that we're both supposed to be working on this journey together to make the home the home. Yes. Over to you.
I think the conversation of roles, I mean, the unspoken roles that are there in a home, it's not everything won't be a partnership. You get? Like, I've never expected that you will do anything for the car that God has blessed us with. Like,
at least I put fuel.
You get?
Yeah. Dude! But then, you know, I'm still waiting for you to say that. When I came from Twa, you didn't find petrol.
You expected me to tell you.
Me nimeenda. I'm so proud of myself.
That is so nice.
Oh,
going into a petrol station to be put for fuel.
Yes!
When you were when you were going to fuel.
George, don't be rude. It's come. Because I thought about you. And you were going nice. For meetings the next day.
Yeah.
Babe, Mama. I put...
Okay, Georgie. That's fine. Thank you. Good job.
You know, I can
job.
Do those tricks. Good I'll job. Sit pretty and be like...
Good job. But you've been sitting pretty. Anyway, but you get... You see my point? Now you're going to go and Nira. But you see my point?
No, there are some I don't
things,
see your point.
There are some things... just the same way you didn't thank me for doing the dishes, you get coming and wiping or
I
even
did.
Doing the sitting room.
I told you, babe, thanks so much for coming and helping me, Georgie. I always thank you.
So my point is, there are some unspoken roles that are there, whether we say or not. There are some things a man is usually will do if it's their natural thing to do.
Mm-hmm.
And there are some things a woman will do if it's their natural things to do.
And when you say natural, explain.
Like if it specifics. Comes second to nature,
mm-hmm.
you get.
Mm-hmm.
There are some women who still lock up their house in their home.
What do you mean?
They like lock up their house? Security wise, to check out if the door is locked and stuff like that.
Yeah, because possibly they've married a guy who doesn't.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah.
So, but in majority of homes, it's the man who.
Mm-hmm.
That's their role and responsibility to ensure that there's the security.
Yeah.
They'll even hire guards.
Mm-hmm.
Right? The woman will not think of hiring guards.
Mm-hmm.
You get the same way I've just mentioned about the motor vehicles.
Mm-hmm.
Even in homes where they have 2-3 cars, it's the man who has to ensure that he takes the motor for service and
true.
Stuff like that.
True.
Blessed
true.
Is the woman even who has a motor before, but most of them probably even have a guy who comes and picks the car and takes it there.
Very
most
true.
Of them.
Very
there's
true.
Very few who
yeah.
will go to the mix
very
and
true.
Go and
yeah.
sit there and see what is being made.
Yeah.
And that's where you see a lot of women, you know, might be conned by some mix.
That's true.
You get.
Yeah.
So when it comes to women, I don't know what for them it may be that they in their house, that it's a role that they take up naturally.
Mm-hmm.
It could be the kitchen,
mm-hmm.
stocking up the kitchen, shopping. There are some women who probably even never shop.
Mm-hmm.
They send someone.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Or they send their hubby to go for shopping.
Mm-hmm.
There are some women who, for them, it's probably taking care of domestic matters, hiring of the domestic manager, the home manager and stuff like that. Men really steer away from that because, hey, it can be murky waters.
That's true.
Yeah, utaki kusema maze uko na relationship na nani na housing. You get. So there are those things that are there now. But when it comes to now, there are those roles that I mean we always talk about. For me, I grew up in a home where I'm the only boy, but my parents were very intentional.
Hey, Judge has
babe,
shrubbed on
like
video.
Babe, but anyway, Nisa.
Mm-hmm.
So they were very intentional
mm-hmm.
of in terms of ensuring that we were all equal. So if it's, I used to wash my clothes. I cooked, but I loved cooking. Like I even went to my mom and told her, teach me how to cook chapos. Teach me how to cook this kind of dish. She, my mom loved cooking. She cooked one of the best Indian dishes, jeera chicken, I've ever eaten. Like she loved cooking. So she's the one who taught me how to cook, take care of the home. We used to take turns, who cooks, who does the dishes. Like we stopped having a house help or a house manager in 95, 96.
Yeah.
Around there.
Mm.
We are the ones now who used to do everything. Clean the compound. Clean all that stuff. So by the time now I come into marriage, I'm coming in a marriage or yeah, I'm coming into a marriage where I'm like, hey, I can do all this. Even the house we moved into, I'm the one who washed the whole house. I didn't hire anyone. And for me, it was very...
Before we moved in?
Yeah, before we moved in.
Prepared it.
I'm the one who prepared because I was like, I was touching every wall and just praying for the space. You get, for me, it was very, very monumental for me to do that. So by the time we check into the marriage, there's expectations based on what you've gone through.
Yeah, true.
You get.
Yeah.
I mean, whether
because
it's premarital.
Because me and my dad is that guy.
Whether it's premarital counseling.
Who cooks and stuff.
Who
yeah.
came and they were like, eh. But they were, even in premarital, most premarital counseling, you don't even talk about those things.
Did we talk about it?
You don't talk about those things.
I
roles.
Think we did. We covered it. We did.
I mean, you cover roles, but you don't talk about what expectations someone really will have.
And this, and the sad thing is you can't really talk about it much. You have to experience
it. But also, I usually feel there are very few, especially for the women, there are very few bridal shower spaces that will be real and authentic. For them to be able to say, hey, it will be your home. It is for you to find out the gel or find out what your man can do or if he's this type of a person. Because honestly speaking, you can't do all bridal showers the same. Those women don't know the man. It is probably only you as the bride-to-be who knows that dude. So you can't be there saying, when he comes in, you have to wash his feet. You have to take his coat and stuff like that.
Some dudes probably, don't like that,
Yeah, probably a guy just wants, he just wants to go to the room
and sit or, and chill.
Or sit on the toilet
like,
for an hour.
Like you.
Because you know, the loo for like an hour and a half just doing whatever. Before it was magazines, before social media and stuff. Now it's just, I just go through social media and stuff like that. But then again, I feel like we've gone through different seasons. So when we were working, everybody comes with their own pressures.
True.
From work.
True.
But you, you had your own pressures also of the home that you were supposed to whip up, you know, a nice nining meal. Yeah. I remember, I even have some of those photos.
You do?
Yeah.
Of you whipping. Marinating exactly. Pork, my pasta.
And so you to make a home seven.
Imagine.
And me, I'm like, Chile. In fact, it got to a point where we even started buying takeout.
Yeah.
Because budget allowed then.
Yeah.
Takeout as guys coming home.
Yeah.
Kwa tumeomoka hizo siku squeezy. Kwa shua.
So, yeah.
But then we moved on to the next phase. And the next stage now was, now when I checked into entrepreneurship and you now you became a stay-at-home mom.
Yeah.
And I think I feel I need to talk to ladies who probably are wives to entrepreneurs. Like, you know.
I think that needs like a whole video, by the way.
I'll just make it brief. You know, going to work and working for someone is very different from running a business. Because you're trying to make this dream a reality when you're an entrepreneur and trying to rise this business up to its level. So you'll do, it's your baby, it's a second baby. So it's like I had a wife, I had a daughter, and then I had this baby. Yes, I'm running it with partners, but we all have the same dream. And so it's slaying, that's the real slaying of dragons. So you go, you either get slayed by that dragon, but you still make it home with your wounds, or you slay one, or you chapa, you just slay an ear. And then you come back home. So for me, I feel that season of entrepreneurship was very different because I used to come home with, like, you don't sleep. You're thinking about a lot. You think about employees. You think about the next gig. Where can I, how can we sell better? How can we do this better? Like, as an entrepreneur, your work is firefighting. Like you're firefighting 24/7. You wake up to this email, you wake up to this chat from a client, this, that, the other, something was messed, this, that, the other, oh, Kajo maybe is hustling you, KRA is on your back. There's a lot of stuff that you're, is going through your mind and you still have to think about the far more. Your wife is telling you, now we need to take the baby for shots or the baby's not feeling well. Now you have to figure out if you have medical insurance where you have to get time off. If you had meetings, you have to reschedule. If those meetings you can't reschedule, then you have to tell your wife, hey, I'll give you Uber. Or here's the moti, you go. You know, I'll give you transit, whatever, you just go if you don't want to hassle with driving with a baby. And if not, then you, if you don't have health insurance, you have to start now looking for chums, segmenting that chums, and you're like, hey, we were supposed to do this, now let's take this and take the baby too. Because now it's an emergency.
Definitely.
And now probably you have three emergencies. There's a crisis management for a client who is your great client. There's this crisis management here. Then your wife is telling you, oh, we need date night. So you have to think about date night. And then your date nights have been meetings. That's a lot. Like, a lot. Yeah. So, and majority of wives, especially if you've not run a business before, if you've not become an entrepreneur before, it will be very hard for you
to understand.
Yeah. And that's the stage now it's coming from. Me, I was in that stage where, like, I expected, since I'm going out and I'm going to get what is ours. I expect you to just, and I'm having your back out there. I expect you to also have my back in this space. You get, which was cool. I didn't find like there was a clash in that sense.
Yeah.
So even with the identity, your identity crisis, but at least you still had the home, you know, you were holding it down.
Yeah.
And so for me.
Touchy. Your game.
Mama, go sit over there. Go sit there.
Excuse me. Such a cartoon.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so I felt like you held it down. So, I mean, that's the thing about that season. I felt like, you know, there were clear... That's what I'm saying. Different seasons had different roles and responsibilities. And so I felt like in that season there were roles... I had my own roles and responsibilities, which was bringing in the money, whatever, whatever. You as your role and responsibility was the primary caregiver of our baby and of our home.
Mm-hmm.
And then now, when we now move to a different season, and the different when now we shut down the business, and so now I'm home, home office, home office even before home office was a thing, and I think
home office and now no house help, no nothing.
No house help because we had to cut down on costs, budget. Now you're budget, cutting costs on everything.
Yeah,
Munafuliza, KCB M-Pesa.
Yeah,
not a paid.
To know those
loan apps.
Yeah,
this is not a paid advertisement, but so. And I think for me at that point,
and that's when I was also thinking about now getting back to work.
Yeah,
yeah.
I think at that point we got into a different season.
Yeah,
and in that season, there was need for us now to have the partnership that you're talking about.
True.
More intense and in a more intense way.
Yeah.
I mean, it was hard because I'm still processing about the fact that for 4.5, 5 years I've known this thing.
Your baby has.
And then now we've had to just terminate this. Baby and now look of other things and other ways of how to be able to fend for our family and stuff like that. It was difficult. I remember in the beginning it was difficult, but like it reached a point where I was like, you know what, it really showed me a lot of things. First of all, it showed me the true people, the people who really matter, and who are really after either a strong friendship with you or they were just after what you have.
True.
Like the solution you can give them so that they can move forward in life.
Yeah.
And
what you mean is like for your phone basically stopped ringing.
Yeah. Phone stops ringing.
Yeah.
And all that stuff. So it gets to a point where I was like, my family is the only thing I have.
Yeah.
Like this family is the only thing I have at this point in time. So I'd rather just invest in this. So I remember Ariani, we have to clean the house together. We have to wash the dishes, cook together.
True.
It was also great because I remember even for Taji, our daughter,
you really bonded.
We really bonded.
Because you only used to see her because of work.
Mm.
Yeah, you'd see her in the evening.
Exactly.
Because
now shower time, she'd be like, hey, today, Papa, it's you showering me. And me, I'm like, hey, no problemo. Let's go. Let's do it. Getting her from outside when she goes to play with her friends.
Yeah, just to be your thing.
Yeah.
And then now we started working together.
Yeah, then we started working together now. And then... she started going to school, so we take her to school together. We pick her together when we can. And so I feel like that season segued also into this season of this COVID quarantine time.
We were already quarantined.
We were already quarantined in our own world.
Yeah.
And now it helped us now to be able to work and foster a better relationship in the home. And I found it to be very liberating.
True.
Because if you work with your friend, if you're married to your friend, I think for me it has really worked well.
Yeah.
So I feel like the roles and responsibilities conversation is it's very unique to each and every relationship.
True.
It's not.
But I think I really love that point you brought up about the roles thing having seasons. I've never thought about it in that sense, but that makes a whole lot of sense because it's true.
Yeah.
And there's nothing wrong with the roles changing as the seasons come and go. There's sometimes, like God forbid, if you were to fall sick and you're unable to bring, you know, like work and stuff like that, there's nothing wrong with me being the provider for that season. And if I got like a super awesome job and, you know, I got this really good deal and I had to be in a 9-to-5 job, there's nothing wrong with you taking over, being the stay-at-home parent. And we've talked about it.
Where I'll be, me, I work from home.
Yeah.
Even if it means we hire a tutor or someone.
Yeah.
And the tutor comes and we still do homeschooling.
Exactly.
Or she goes to school.
Yeah.
Somewhere close.
Yeah.
And I feel, I mean.
That's such a huge breakthrough for us in terms of thinking about it in that sense. Because
that's how you need to look at it. Because this roles and responsibility conversation is very unique to every. Someone is probably married to someone who's crippled.
True.
You know, and you know the person who's crippled probably is your wife.
Yeah.
So there the roles and responsibilities change all of a sudden.
Mm.
And again, this thing of working together helps, because God forbid, if one if God takes away your partner and you're left also with kids, you find that it's easier to really transition to even taking care of your kids.
Because you're already
part of it.
Yeah. You know how the house runs.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, you know how to check how where stuff is stored.
Yeah.
All those things. Mm. I mean it's not going to be a tea. Easy. You'll know everything. It's not going to be easy. Even me today, if I shower Taji, I don't know where her clothes are. You know, that's a whole storage.
All arranged, but
so, so, but you know, it's something that you gradually have to really go into.
Mm.
But my parting shot for this kind of discussion is, you know, your relationship is your relationship. Your marriage is your marriage.
Yep.
The people who know it, it's the both of you and God, right?
Mm.
Like, you guys have to find that rhythm and that working relationship.
Mm.
Doesn't matter what people outside say.
Mm.
As a man, me, I still go into the kitchen. In fact, that's why where we moved, that's why I love places with a compound.
Because
I can cook out. I can do, like I cook for my family.
Yeah, to the kitchen.
I cook for my family. I express myself in my cooking.
Mm.
And they love it. Like, our daughter now knows, like, yo, when Papa fires up the grill outside, it's about, he's about to throw down. And so that's that's the space I'm in. I'm in the space where I'm creating my own world with my family. I'm not going to listen to people who will tell me, oh, I have to do this, have to get an office, have to get a job, you have to do this, oh, you can't be digs. I'll sweep. I'll sweep in my digs. I'll sweep outside. I'll clean. You get? I can hang clothes and unhang clothes. I can go for shopping. I can cook breakfast. I can shower my daughter, ensure she's showering well. Because that's the world I've created. So for you, it needs to be mutually agreed between you and your spouse how you will be able to run your family.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And that's an amazing way to close this at you close. An ini TV station.
Tunafunga kituo.
Tunafunga kituo. Thank you for the parting shot, babe. Those are amazing. That's amazing wisdom. And thank you so much for watching. We'd really love to hear how you have implemented the whole roles thing in your relationships. So yeah, let's keep the conversation going and we'll see you in the next video. Thank you. Like, subscribe, share.